Hi, Clive. It's wonderful to talk with you again after all these years.
Hello, Tess. I love the bell in your voice.
The bell in my voice.
Yeah, you've got this joyful bell.
Well, I'm very, very happy to talk with you again because that interview that we did was quite life-changing
After a
because,
long time, madam.
yeah, and I remember you very, very well. I'm very glad that you found Belly again and that you are coming to the area to teach people about some of your passions. The No Need Bread on the Belly website is actually based on what you put me on to all those years ago.
Yeah, and I was just starting to experiment then.
Yeah, well, I've picked up a copy of your latest book, which we are giving away to listeners, is The Slow Bread. And it does look like you've been working on that recipe for the last 8 years and you've made a lot of changes.
Yes, a lot. Courtesy of some great bakers along the way, like the French guy in La Table in Mullumbimby, and some great clues from the traditional guys.
Why ginger? Just I won't give away all the ingredients so people can come and
Ginger
talk to
powder
you.
instead of any sort of molasses or sugar or honey. It has its own natural sugars, very sweet, and it gives a very strong structure to the rise of the bread, holding it all together and holding it up strong. It doesn't collapse so easily. It's got a lot of strength in the natural sugar. The network from ginger through the bread.
And the bread doesn't end up tasting like ginger.
Well, you can, you go to that point where it starts to come through, and some people like it, and you can just put less and you don't notice it really at all. If you
Okay.
put less, it still does the job.
So it's a choice.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to take us back to basically, as far as I can tell you, real mission and passion more generally is fermentation. Would that be right?
Yeah. That's what I came back from India about 11 years ago and found this book by Sally Fallon called Nourishing Traditions, and it just blew me away about the and she introduced fermentation to me.
And why are you so excited about fermentation?
Because it's not new. It's traditional. All societies soaked all their grains and their nuts and they fermented their cabbage, and it makes sense because all of the nutrients that are very difficult for the body to digest, like some proteins and carbs and malts and stuff, when they get pre-digested, unravel before they go into the body, it's just a cruise. If the body's just going yahoo, it doesn't have to do all that work, find all the enzymes to do the work inside the body, because then you get a lot of sort of emanation gas has to release in that process. It's a ferment. It's a bubbling, da da da. It's going on in your gut instead of happening overnight in the kitchen when you leave your bread dough overnight.
Actually, yes, you say that in your book, and that's a really interesting, like striking way of saying it. It makes a lot of sense. It's got to
Yeah.
happen somewhere, and it's probably better for it to happen outside your body.
Oh, more than better. It's actually there's a joyful element to it too, that when it releases certain endorphins in the brain. So it's not just about the physical. Gluten's a wonderful complex protein, and we thrive on complex nutrients in the human being body. But it's a two-part protein, and it's got to unravel. Like, it's a chain of amino acids, and it's got to unravel. And that needs overnight and the protease enzyme just to pull it all apart, unravel it into the separate amino acids. And it's made all this work possible for you by morning. And once those amino acids are released, they change. Like, glutamic acid becomes L-glutamate. And that's the taste, that's a beautiful taste factor that's in food. It comes from the glutamate.